I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omni Media Group, and this is episode number 127 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory, because our God is great. In this podcast, dear friends, we are going through the book, Getting Things Done, the ABCs of Time Management by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles on productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination that Dr. Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." Our quote for today is from Dr. Paul J. Meyer. He said, "Communication, the human connection, is the key to personal and career success." Today in the Great Things Done, today in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at communication. A frequent cause of time waste is a lack of clear, direct communication between people. When Voltaire said words were given to man to enable him to conceal his true feelings, he was describing the world as it too often is, rather than as it should be. Too often we communicate with our boss, our fellow workers, or our subordinates, and even family members in terms of what we think we should say, or in terms of what we think the other person would like to hear, instead of expressing our real, true gut feelings. We pussyfoot around and call it tact. We equivocate and call it human relations. We lie and call it truth. We offer mild praise for an unsatisfactory job a subordinate hands us, knowing that you're going to have to do it all over yourself, resolving to put the finishing touches on ourselves instead of explaining that we had expected something different from them. And instead of saying what you're really feeling, that I hired you to do this, I don't want to do this, I have delegated this to you. And the truth is, you don't benefit the company, you don't benefit me, if I have to do anything connected to the project that I delegated to you. Now that's what you really want to say, and that's what you should say, not only in business but in your family, not only in your company but down at your bank. You need to tell the truth. A mollycoddling attitude toward subordinates or a pussyfooting demeanor with superiors wastes the time of everyone involved. And the truth of the matter is, and I'm adding a whole lot to this, because I know a whole lot about this. The truth of the matter is, it is quite refreshing to have somebody in your life who does not mollycoddle you, who does not pussyfoot around. Oftentimes, we really know what the person wants to say to us, and we know they are lying to us, or we know that they want to say something else, and we know that they're patronizing us. So it is quite refreshing. Yes, it hurts, but it is quite refreshing to have somebody to tell you the TI truth. Open, frank communication is better for everyone concerned. Truth-telling is better for everyone concerned. Keeping the air clear, avoiding a lot of time wasting, wheel spinning, and messing around. This is not to say that tact doesn't have its place. It does. The basic rule to keep in mind when communicating dissatisfaction is to talk about the thing, the job not being done, rather than the person. Telling an employee he or she is not doing satisfactory work is far less helpful than analyzing specific shortcomings in the project turned in. The important thing is to make sure that sloppy work, work undone, things not done by a subordinate does not go unchallenged. It must be rebuked. It must be corrected. And they need to feel the heat, because that will increase your own workload, sir, ma'am, and add to your time problems, and you will find yourself paying somebody for doing nothing while you do everything, and they get off at 5 o'clock, and you got to stay there and do their work because you don't want to offend them. That's ridiculous. Do you hear me? That is absolutely ridiculous. Everybody on at the company under you, they need to do their job, and they need to do it well, and they need to do it in the time frame that you give them, or they must face the consequences. And quite frankly, that's the way it should be in your family as well. Every outfit, every organization, that's how it should be in the church. Especially in the church. We should be truth tellers and not worried about whether or not we're offending somebody. Everybody must do their job in every sphere of life. And if not, they really don't need to be there because they're dead weight. A clear statement of what is expected can save a lot of time for everyone concerned. If a subordinate's actions are wasting your time, your best bet is to say so simply and directly. Make it clear to subordinates and superiors that you are serious about making the best possible use of your time and need their help to get it done, and that you are concerned ultimately about the success of the company, the success of the church, the success of the family. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Dear friends, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our new, or rather in our next, episode. Now let's pray our prayer together that we pray each week. And I taught you an updated new edition of this prayer that I put together. I hope that this is the same one. But if not, I'll take it up with my producer and be very frank and tell her to put the new edition. Almighty and most merciful Father, We have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises, declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.